Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a bank holiday Friday. We got 1, 2, 3 days off. That's for most people anyway. Have you, Nick?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Are you having 3 days off? Or are you in the crypto crazy? It's going to be, trading 24 hours a day with your eyeballs dropping out of your sockets there. Is that what's going to happen?
No. I'm having 3 days off. I was going to go away, but of course I can't, thanks to my gypsy neighbours.
That's Nicola's not being, discourteous to her neighbours. She has got a field next door with gypsies in. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, the field next door to my house is full of gypsies that are travellers that have just moved in. And so we thought it was really not smart for us to lock up the house and go away.
And also, they're not only that, they're pouring wee and poo into your garden, is that right?
They're emptying their portaloos in our garden.
That is so annoying. That is so annoying. And the thing is, you feel a bit threatened by them because you can't really report them. How long are they there for? How long can they stay there for?
They've been here 8 days, and they've been here 9 days. They were supposed to be, there's an eviction order for today, but because it's a bank holiday, they're not doing it till Tuesday.
But it's not a bank holiday, it's a Friday. It's not a bank holiday yet. Bank holiday is Monday. So what, is that what the police said?
Yeah, well, there's all these government agencies, I think, yeah. So I think maybe it means it's a long day for them, right into their bank holiday. Perhaps they wanted to go home early today.
That is so annoying.
I know.
Does anyone have any advice for Nicola? So is the land next door owned by anyone?
It's owned by the county council because it's the village playing fields. It's the football pitches. They're camped on the football pitches and the community centre. It's owned by council.
Yeah.
So they have all these agencies that have to get involved, which is fine, but it's really antisocial behaviour. Nobody's been able to play football. The children haven't been able to use the play park. And, they're like trashing,
that's awful. Anyway, I know the kids can't even use the park. That's awful. So the kids can't even use the park. It happened down by us with they've got a brand new leisure centre, brand new, right, in the car park. They've got a massive car park, and then a little bit 20 caravans just pull up in the car park and took up people trying to take the kids swimming lessons. They couldn't get in, and there's a big standoff of police and all that trying to get them out. It's like anyway.
So I had a holiday cottage bricked in Devon, so I'm a bit,
that is really annoying.
I just don't go.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Just get over there and say, come on, let's have a party then. And maybe they'll respect you more. Anyway, on to some stocks and shares news.
Yeah, let's look at some.
For today, we've got...
Let's
try and get some good news, yes. Well, the first one isn't good news for holders of Echo Energy. Because they've done a fundraise, I think, what was it? And they're dropping because of that fundraise. So the fundraise is at 12 pence. And obviously yesterday they were a bit higher than that, so they've dropped a bit. What do you reckon, though, on Echo? So you'd suggest now there's good support in at 12 pence, because that's where the fundraise is, anyway.
Actually, the good support is around 12.5, and that would be an equal measured move from the 18th of April high. So there's really good support at 12.5, and then there's very good support, I'm afraid, at 10.4. And I'm going to say that if you see a daily close below 10.4, which is also a trend line support from the April 2017 low, a daily close below there, I would consider selling my position and waiting and buying it back lower, because that's quite important support. So yes, good support at 12, very good support at 10.4, and please don't, I think that we'll see more downside if we close below there.
Yeah, Nick, you didn't retweet my tweet there on your tweet, because James is not there, is he?
And I'll do it now.
Well, we can wait just fine.
There you go.
There you go, marvellous stuff. Lovely, thank you. I know you've got almost 100,000 followers, and so I just want to coattail them a little bit.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Coattailing Nick's followers.
Do you know what's coming on Facebook? They can have live replay. So once we're live, if they miss the start, they can go back and rewind.
That is very good. Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
So it'll just be like YouTube live scene.
Okay, so next one is Keras Resources. KRS announced its interim results for 6 months ended 31st of March. It reported nil revenues during the period, but loss tax narrowed to 200,000 pounds from 1.1 million. So, what do you reckon, Nicola, on KRS is up this morning?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is such good support in our three that we've bounced off this week. Every time we come down here, in February, we bounced off this level really hard. 3rd of March, we bounced off this level really hard. I'm quite bullish this one now. If we can close above the 200-day moving average and that prior resistance, in fact, I would say, you know, above 0.39 would be very good. Above 0.42, a close above 0.42, my target is 0.62. 50% gain. Nice. So watch that high. So that's the high from the 26th of April. If we close above that, we're going to make an equal measure move from that 2017 low. So if we measure from the low on the 3rd of March 2017 to the high in November, in other words, the 2017 lows to highs, we're going to move that same exact distance, repeat it, and the target is 0.62.
Lovely, 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 Nigda. Okay, next one is MySquare. I had a request for that, so get them on the chart. There's no news out of yet, but it's bouncing quite today, quite nicely, 7% up as I'm looking at it right now. What do you reckon on MYSQ?
Very, very happy to see this one. Good price action. So, all the way down, since January, you know, since we had the drop in February, we've been held underneath the daily 50 moving average. It was resistance on the 1st of March. We have not even seen it since then. And now today we're back above it. We had a long consolidation range in April, and now we've just broken above it. I think it looks really good. As long as we close above it today, which is about 1.5, then we should see some follow through to the upside, and we should return to the 200-day moving average. And there's a kind of level through the middle. It comes in at 2.43. That's the highs in November, and that's the lows on the 24th of January. So look, and that's also exactly where the 200-day moving average is. So, yeah, looks very good. Close above the 50-day moving average. We should return to the 200-day moving average at 2.43.
So, to summarise, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So next one is Strategic Minerals, SML. And do you know what I like about this? Do you know what I like about this? Is that I suppose I've become a little bit of a contrarian, but they have, you know, they're profitable, SML. They've got quite a diversified sort of portfolio of early exploration and obviously producing assets, produce that money. So it's a nice spread. But they've come down of late, and they're sitting out. And I reckon, if you look at that, if you look at that chart, Nick, obviously you're the TA expert here, but they've tried to go at 1.5. They bounced off it quite nicely a couple of times. So I'm thinking we're close to a bottom. What do you reckon?
I think if we can hold 1.5 and double bottom here, or it, I mean, it's looking to me a bit of a bear flag shape at the moment. So, you know, it's quite risky, but I would like, it's actually the lows are sort of 1.46. So I would like to see 1.46 hold on a retest, because if it doesn't, you know, this stock really likes that big round number one, and I'm afraid that that's where we'll drop to, the round number one, and go back to the spike highs from 2016.
It won't go to one.
Let's just, I think that 1.46 has proved itself as really good support. Let's make sure that it holds on a retest and we see a bounce from there.
If it does, Nick, right, like you say, I'm backing up the truck, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. I definitely agree, because it will be an equal measured move from the highs that we made in May 2017, and that's always corrective, and so then we should see another really powerful move higher if it drops to that one level.
Okay, all right, because after-tax profit from operations were 1.58. Listen, this is valued at literally like an exploration play with no revenue at the moment, so if it goes down there, Nick, that'll be a ridiculous drop.
Well, we'll yell about it, won't we?
Yeah, well, listen, I'll be remortgaging the house.
I'm not saying it. I'm saying watch out, because there's, I really don't see, if we lose this 1.5 support, you tell me where the next support is, because I can't see any on this daily chart. Let's try and look on the weekly.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? Listen. Yeah, I know what you mean, but sometimes...
And you know, can see that on this weekly level, look, you can see that the lows that we made in 2013 and the spike highs, yeah, that's what one, I'm afraid, is where we're going. Sorry. I really hope we don't lose it. I really hope we hang on to 1.5, obviously, but I'm just pointing out the possibilities. So people, if you are long of strategic Miller Oils and you get a daily close below 1.46, I would manage your risk accordingly.
Listen, as an investor, if I was investing this, I knew the story, know what's coming up, I would be buying more if I already had some. That's the way I play
it.
Yeah,
I would buy more. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. By the way, someone said, can you have a look at feedback? We'll do that in a bit. But by the way, Strategic Minerals had news out about their drilling programs. So the Redmore 2018 drilling program, that was the news out. So forward planning there, like that. All right. Next one is Zenith Energy. I've not seen the RNS here, and I used to follow these companies, but I've got to say I've lost track a bit, because I was following too many oily stocks, and I've got enough oily stocks. I've got three oil stocks in my portfolio doing all very well. In fact, two of them has bagged, and a third is going to bag, let's be honest. But this one is so convertible loan facility that was announced today, but they're up. Although they were up more than that, but they're down now, so it's up a tiny bit. But ZEN, Nick, what do you reckon?
You know, this one, you probably look at it and think it doesn't look very pretty. I think this one is set to absolutely rocket to new highs. And I'll tell you why. Because we've done that correction, that you know, that equal measured move correction from the 2017 February high. If you measure from there down to the low that we made, I haven't got it quite lined up right here. Wait. If you measure down from there to the low that we made in September 2017, and you project that equal distance from the high that we made in October 2017, that's where we got to, 5.76. Mm-hmm. And we tested that level in April, and so we had a spike low then, and now we seem to be evening out. We're making a rounded retest of these lows. I think it looks really good. I'd like to see it close above the 20 moving average or the 50 moving average to prove that we've double bottomed and turning higher. But I'm seeing bullish divergence on the RSI as well. That's when the RSI makes a lower high, but the price makes a... Sorry, that's when the oscillator makes a higher high, but the price is making lower highs, which is what we're seeing in Zenith Energy. Yeah. I think this one is all set to go. Okay. What we need is some news or momentum, but if I was going to back up my truck in this stock, 5.76 is the level that I would dear tap. We've tagged it once. If it holds on a retest, back up the truck.
Okay, so some feedback. You know, I did put a line on this the other day, and I said, oh, and do you know what? It literally didn't hold the gap, but then it fell below that, and then it's gone nuts now. It's gone above that. So, and I said, you know, this guy said, don't talk about the gap, because if it goes below that, people start panicking. I said, to be honest, you know, technical analysis, you can find so many different support levels, can't you? Some resistance levels. There's so many metrics out there you can use as a bullish case or bearish case. It's hard to know. And like I said, this went below almost support, really, and then it just went nuts today, didn't it?
But what was the support? If you look at the support that it held, the opening day in January was that bullish high. The high that day was 2.18, wasn't it? And that's where we came back to, 2.18.
Where is that? Anyway. Did it? Oh, right.
Around there, yeah.
Yeah, but
it was a high, January opening day, January high. I agree with you. There was no other reason for this to, I don't find support here that I can see technically. So I agree with you. I'm going to put my high Kanashi candles on to fill in the gaps here, because I don't want to get distracted by the gap. And so... Yeah, I love this chart. I think it's going to see another rally equal to the rally that we've had from the April low. So if we measure from the April low like this, where are we going to go? Mm-hmm. I think we go to 3.66 and then 4.56 and back to the highs and feedback. I think it's all setting up for another swing higher.
Yeah. But you know, I do generally think it's one of the things that you can find something on a chart for any stock, pretty much, if you're looking hard enough. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying, Nick?
I could talk about that Fibonacci thing and I could give you a really good argument, but I'm not allowed to, so I'm going to leave.
Exactly. If you can't find support and resistance, you just put Fibonacci on it, or you look at the RSI, look at MACD's. Listen, I like charting, but I use it to, I don't use it in depth with you, because I do honestly believe in support and resistance. That's price action, isn't it? To a certain extent, for bigger stocks, I do believe in more in-depth things like moving averages and stuff.
But if we do nothing else but look at the way that feedback declined, like look at from the highs that we made on the 1st of May, look at this. Is it 1st of May? Yeah, 1st of May. Look at this choppy overlapping decline. This is a declining wedge pattern.
Yes.
Whenever, when you look at how we rallied that distance in four candles, and then we lose 50 candles, and we couldn't even make a new one. So that's choppy overlapping corrective price action. You know when that breaks out to the upside that you're going to see a powerful move like that, and that's exactly what we did. We broke above it today and took off.
Yeah, but that was based on news, though. That rise, that was based on major news of contracts. So,
fine.
Which comes first? Chicken or egg?
So, you know what? You're watching. So if you really like feedback and you're watching this choppy overlapping decline, then you put you don't want to miss a move, you put an order, a buy stop order above the 20 moving average in this choppy overlapping decline. And then if something kicks off and it goes, you'll catch it if you get filled. Good luck, but
I'm just playing devil's advocate because devil couldn't turn up, so I'm his advocate.
Either this is a stock on your watch list and you're looking for ways to get in, or
I was getting in from
miss it.
I was getting
whenever. Here's the thing, though. Whenever you see a powerful move like this, this is just the first swing in this move. Now, we've proved that we've turned it around. We've got some good news. You can buy a pullback.
I was getting in on this right in December at 1.65, something like that. It went up to sort of over 2. And I thought, what's going on here? It declined. I liked the business, kept doing research, and there's some nice little things happening. So I bought some more. I averaged down. And then all of a sudden, it went bananas. From 1.2 up to like 3.2, and I sold half of my stake, and I still have the rest now. So, I like the business. I like the business. I like it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I think, look, we've got this channel that we're testing the top of. If we above 3, we should see a bounce higher and then a pullback to retest that level. Or I think if you get a pullback towards 2.5, after this breakout, I think it's a bargain. It's come back to let you in. Okay. Buy it.
And talking about letting me in, so what are you doing this weekend, Nick? You just on your own there, you?
I'm staying home.
Do you want me to pop around?
Bring your shotgun.
What? Are you into that kind of stuff, are you? Okay.
No, I'm defending my home.
Okay. For a bit of bank holiday fun.
Oh, yes. Well, it's going to be great weather, so I'll be gardening.
In the naturist way?
No, that was an early May bank holiday. This bank holiday is not naked banking, not naked gardening.
Naked banking. Lovely. Nick, thank you for that. By the way, if you listen to the podcast, you can see the video at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. Thank you, Nicola. Have a nice weekend.
See you Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
See you Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everyone.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.